the masses. Men of every bird, form and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by.
Amen. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. It is another day's journey, and I'm so glad that the world can't do me any harm. It is indeed a pleasure to be with you on this morning, Thursday, the fourth day of May of our Lord and Savior 2017. It is a good thing to give thanks. It is so good to know that there is a God who loves us and that he will provide and take care of us no matter what the circumstances are. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. We are coming to you live this morning from Dover, Delaware. Tell the Lord, thank you. I'd like to pause for a moment and say, God bless you, Dr. Scott. Thank you once again for being on board with us, because without you, this would not be possible from the human side. But with God, all things are possible. So I give a shout out to my dear friend, my pal, my confidant, and my co-worker in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ah, I tell you, it's another day, and I know the Lord is going to keep me. He's going to keep me from all evil, because I'm going to keep my mind stayed on Jesus, for it's good to keep your mind on the Lord. I don't want to prolong the time. I tell you the truth, though, I would like to hear Dr. Scott, if it's possible, but God, I'm still looking at my message for this morning, and as you well know, that I've been having some challenges with my vision. It's all good. It's all good. We're working on it, and it's already all right, and I'm just trusting God to restore what the enemy and the canker worm and the pommel worm have come up against in my vision. And I know the Creator God is able to recreate what he created in the first place. The doctor can come up with a dupe somewhat, but God is the originator of my vision. So I'm trusting God.
Amen.
The song said, I trust in God. Jimmy, just a second. The song said, I trust in God wherever I may be, out on the land or upon the raging seas. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. And that goes somewhat with my text today in the sixth chapter of the book of Daniel, that I don't know if Daniel knew that song. I don't know if those words were present during the time of his time, but I'm sure that Daniel had a comfort in knowing that his Heavenly Father, God, I feel your presence on this morning, that his Heavenly Father would watch over him. Are you able to say that same thing this morning, that you know, as they say, God got it? Do you know to say that God got this? Everything is already all right, Dr. Scott, into your hands. Amen.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over, but God, Isaac Carey, tell him about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself, I just look up in the sky, and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing but you do to deserve his mercy and his grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in midday,
he made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
Me one good reason why you should still be alive.
I don't have not one, I see.
That pastor, did you pass last night? Was meant to save your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave. Could have been you with the pain. When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your neighbor. There ain't nothing that you do to deserve his mercy and his grace.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank God.
You were about to lose everything. When the doctor said in the day,
then you went back and they couldn't find nothing.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
If you're grateful for a but God in your life,
yeah.
GUM, this is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, thanking you once again for being a listener. And we have with us today, as you heard a bit earlier, Pastor Patricia Bannon.
My joy.
Hello? Hello?
Take a hold of that for a moment and see if
my
we can get...
My home phone dropped the call.
Pastor Benjamin is back on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that wonderful? Let's go up there. Pastor Benjamin, your line is live.
Yes, I am having difficulties with my home phone. It just cut off, and all I thank God for the cell phone for a change. I am coming to you again. We will try our best to get this message out. This morning I hear a lot of noise in the background, but I hope that that will soon stop. As we were talking, but God. Can I get you to focus on God? In the sixth chapter of Daniel, it's an old story that was told back in the day the sixth chapter of Daniel, and it reads, and most of you know that this is the story about Daniel in the lion's den. And so it reads, it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom. And over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them, so that the king would suffer no loss. They was concerned that the king didn't lose out on anything. So they had to be shrewd in their selecting the right folk for the right cast. I heard a preacher say once, I'm not going to put anyone in position that will fight me, that will fight my program. So it seems as if this is what they were doing then, was when they put people in position, you were in position to carry out the orders of the head chief in charge. You were not to go against his program. If his program said 9 to 5, then you were to be a part of that and enforce the 9 to 5 and not 9 to 3:30 and say it's okay that we don't do the other hour and a half that's assigned to us. Didn't want the king to suffer any loss. And that third verse says, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. So you see, from the very beginning, Daniel was already different from the other governors, from the other governorship of these other characters, say, for instance, you and me and Daniel. And I have something in me, and you have something in you. But Daniel had something of excellence in his spirit. I would go as far to say, even though he was flesh and blood, I would go as far to say that Daniel had something different. The Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit in him. Trying to see if my other phone has come back to cooperate. And we read this, it says, thank you, Jesus. We read this to say, that Daniel had an excellent spirit was in. Over to setting him over. Oh, bless his name. Their whole realm. Now, that you had to be somebody in order for the king to even consider you for that type of task. That's a big job. We are in this now. We have someone in charge of the United States, and we're not really pleased with whom it is, some of us, and some people are. But it's a big job to be
over everyone. But in order for the king to recognize, now remember, now the king has chosen me and the king has chosen you. We are part of the government. But Daniel was something different. Now, would you say in this time that we use that a prophet knows the past, the present, and the future? So would you say that King Darius was a prophet to know that Daniel had an excellent spirit in him? Or would you say, like many people say, I had a friend who has passed away who was a prophet, but not only could she tell you of the past, the present, and the future, this chick was a seer, my dear friend, Dr. Charlotte Reynolds, who's gone on to be with the Lord. And Reynolds was a seer. We call them seers. Reynolds could tell you what color your underwear were that you had on. She could, as if she could see transparent, see right through your clothing and say that you have on blue underwear. And you would say, uh-huh. And you think, you say, yes, I do, because God gifted her. So would you say that Darius had the gift to see the excellence in Daniel? No one has ever dealt with that. We always talk about Daniel in the lion's den, but we never talk about Daniel's being chosen because he had, God, I thank you, because he had an excellent spirit in him. In order for us to represent this God, but God, in order for us to be a disciple of God and to follow God, there must be an excellent spirit in us because of the task, because of the job that we would be offered, the job that we would be faced with. God don't need no coward soldiers. God chose Daniel to have an excellent spirit. Why? God knows everything. Mm-hmm. God knew that the day was coming that Daniel would have to be Daniel. Daniel could not be like the other men or like you or I. Someone's holding a gun on you and you know your life can be over at the pull of the trigger. And they tell you, do not mention your Jesus anymore or you will die. Will your spirit of excellence override your fear? Oh, God, I thank you for your word. Will your spirit of excellence that's on the inside of you, will it override your fear of dying? Ah, but you see, Daniel was not afraid because he knew. But I still want to deal with the king. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Woo, it happens all the time. You all that listen, you know what happens. I get excited over the word of God. God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Let's read that again. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because of an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Now, let's do four. So the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel. Now, repeat these words. There goes the devil. Here he comes. Everything was good until this point. As long as Daniel was just Daniel, it was all right with the devil. But when the devil saw the position, the power that Daniel would have, the devil got involved. He got right into these men who love Darius the king so much. You see how quick we change when things don't go the way we want them to go or the way that we think they should go. You see that? Now, these men, they love king, but now that the king is considering Daniel over them, come on, let's do something. That's the enemy. He comes to all of us and starts speaking to our mind to get us all messed up. And then he go and mess with someone else. But God don't stop the devil because the devil's resume has not changed. Excuse me, I wasn't born until the 50s. But this word was printed way back in B.C., before Christ. And after the death of Christ, A.D., this word is still just as prominent as it was back then. The word of God is right. The word of God does not change. They read this back then, and I'm reading it now. And it's just as alive now as it was then, because the word of God is never dead. Never dead. Never. The word of God. But here comes the devil, or Lucifer. That's his name. That's the devil's name is Lucifer. So, this is what they did. So we have to find some charge against them. They did that to Jesus. We just came out of Easter last month, and we find them leading him from place to place, from judgment hall to judgment hall, and they took him to Calvary's cross. And when they took him to Calvary's cross, someone said, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." But I find no fault in him. They brought charges up against Jesus. They said he was not the Son of God. They said he was not the Christ. The enemy conspired to find charges against Jesus to kill him. But I'm grateful about that, because if he had not died, my God in heaven. Thank you. I'm excited. Let me slow down. I'm enjoying myself. The enemy shut my phone off. And I tried to get back on, and all I could get was busy, busy, busy. And I said, And I hit the one trying to get Dr. Scott's attention. And Dr. Scott, I'm not on anymore. What happened? We went off on Brett God. And the Lord spoke and said, "Don't fret it. Go get your cell phone." And I dialed in and got what I needed to hear. And now I shut that off and I'm back on my landline that I can hold in my hand a lot better. Praise God for his blood. So listen to this. Charge against Daniel concerning kingdom. But they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. My God, when people see you, when people see me, and if We were, if a charge was to come up, a decree was to be made, would they be able to say she has, Pastor Benjamin has the spirit of excellence, Bishop Gregory Scott has the spirit of excellence. So therefore, I find, thank you, Jesus. No fault. No fault. Jesus. Can. People. Thank you, Jesus. Can they say today that they're fine? No fault. In me or you. Then, verse 5, these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. That's the only fault they could find against Daniel, is that they had to move over to get rid of the man-made plan and said, look, Daniel is perfect. He's excellent in everything. But can we get him? Can we get a charge on him based on his God? Now, they're hitting home hard now. They're going to mess with Daniel about his God. Do you love God that much? No. I'll answer it for you. No, but Daniel and these men, they knew that we have nothing against him. The man is excellent. We can, you know, we always have I ain't perfect, but Daniel was excellent. And the whole government, the whole kingdom, the whole, let's say, county knew that, like they say, Job was an upright man. Well, Daniel was excellent. He had an excellent spirit on the inside of him. His excellent spirit took him to persecution. Is your spirit taking you to persecution? Or is your spirit leading you in another direction? For God I live, and for God I die. I think Dottie Peoples recorded that song. Somebody ought to testify. I don't know if it's in the loop, if we have it in our loop. I think we do. And it's for God I live and for God I die. Somebody ought to testify. She talks about that the lions were the pillows for Daniel's head to lay. Woo! His spirit of excellence. The lions recognize the spirit of excellence. Can the enemy see the spirit of excellence in you? Or does the enemy look at you and say, you are not worth the time to be bothered? Because I can't gain anything if I take you out. That's what the enemy will say. But I can gain everything if I can just take Daniel out. My God, I fear Jesus, and I want to thank him because my eyes have cleared. Thank you, God. Let's read. Let's read this some more. That was number 5. It said we can only do this. There's only one way that we can get to Daniel. There's only one way that we can get the king to write this petition We can kill him. That's what they want to do. We want to get rid of Daniel. We don't need anybody around us with a spirit like that. Man, have a spirit of excellence. And we don't possess that spirit that Daniel has. So if we can just get rid of Daniel, then we'll be in charge. But we can't have an upright man. We cannot have a man with the spirit of God, with the spirit of excellence. We can't have that. Let's see what we can do to get rid of him. So here they go. Here they go. Well, let's see what we can do. The only charge we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, King Darius, live forever. See, now look at him. Now, they shake you right there because they don't care about King Darius. They really don't. But they come in now. They're trying to, the old folks used to say, don't come trying to butter me up. In other words, don't come with your little charm and what have you trying to get something out of me. You know, when we were children, we knew what to do. Mom would get home and say, oh, my goodness, your bed is made. Yeah, Mama, can I have a quarter? See, you made your bed because you were trying to get that corner out of your mom, so you made the bed. So this is what these dudes are doing. They are, they put this dude up on a pedestal. Oh, King Darius, live forever. My God. Woo, King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and the satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together. See, they had a meeting to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever petitioned any god, and thank God it's a small g, not a capital, any god or man. I guess some of us would be dead for real, because we don't esteem and extol God the way that we esteem and extol our pastors and our bishops and our apostles. There are things we won't do in front of them. There are things that we won't say in front of them. There are things we don't want them to know that we do. But we don't give a good googly grief that God knows this. God is the giver of life. God has to hell, death, and the grave. But we don't esteem God like that. But we do our pastor. That's man. That's man. It's right here in Daniel's book. If you pray to anyone or other than, if you recognize anyone other than, if you do anything other than extol and esteem old King Darius who lived forever, then we have a plot against you. And this is the plan. So they talking to the king. Notice now that the king did not do this. The men did. Okay. Let's read the book. I'm almost finished, saints, because I'm excited. Establish a royal statue and to make a firm decree that whosoever petitioned any god or man for 30 days except you. See, they made the king the greatest for 30 days. Only 30 days now. Check it out. Only for 30 days. except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Woo! They really want Daniel. Because, see, they know, they're trying to get rid of that. They know that that's that gun that's pointed at your head, and someone that's pointed it is going to pull the trigger because they're trying their best. They want to take you out. So this is what these men did. They said, now, look, if we come up with this phony decree, if we come up with this little new law for only 30 days, we only need it for 30 days because, look, we know that Daniel's going to fail. See, because Daniel, we already peeped his whole card. We know that Daniel had the Spirit of God in him. We know that the spirit of excellence is the Spirit of God because there's none perfect but God, and there's no one excellent but God because the Bible declares, even back in the Psalm with David, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, how excellent is thy name and all. So you see, excellent is God. Straight up and down. And Daniel has God on the inside of him. God gave him his spirit on the inside of him and made him to have the Spirit of God, the spirit of excellence. These men don't want Daniel in charge of them. Why? Daniel hasn't done anything to them. You ever thought about that? Well, what did he do? What did he do? But you see, these men knew that the king, Darius, favored Daniel over them. And they got mad. They didn't like that. They feel like, well, what the heck? We're just as important as he is. No, I don't have the spirit of excellence, but I'm here. That's your attitude. No, I ain't right, but I'm here. I don't have to do things the right way, but I'm here. I can do what I want to do. It's my thing. I can do what I want to do. But then King Darius is going to look at Daniel over us and say, put him over every. Oh, no, we ain't having this. Let's just see what we can do to get rid of Daniel. They didn't want to get rid of the king. They wanted to get rid of Daniel. I'd say the king's choice. Hey, Dr. Scott, let's title this The King's Choice. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The King's Choice. I like that. Thank you, Jesus. The King's Choice. Sometimes we say, well, what are we going to title that? Because I go from this place to that place. The King's Choice. Daniel chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Number 8, verse number 8. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed. Lord, help us today. The same devil is still running around trying to sign things in writing so it cannot be changed. And it's not to benefit you, it's to benefit them, because they're conspiring to get rid of you. Why? Because the favor of God is on your life. The spirit of excellence is on your life. That's why we got to be careful as children of God how we live, what we say. Sometimes the words that come out of our mouth are very offensive. That's not the spirit of excellence. That's not God. My soul, though, magnify the Lord. So here these guys go. Look here. The old king established the decree and signed the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes, the Persians, which does not alter. Therefore, number 9, King Darius signed the writing decree. Oh my God. They got the king to sign the writing that they wrote up in their mind. They took it to the king, and then the king had to put it in writing. But it just wasn't any good with it being in writing. It had to be signed. There are papers and papers and papers that we fill out, and whatever is on that paper is not any good until you sign it. So they had to get him to write, put it in writing, and then sign it. But you see, the spirit of excellence is working the plan against the enemy's plot. Because their plot was to kill Daniel. Come on, straight out. Who in their right mind going to put somebody in a lion's den? And you know the lion devours all of its prey. I watched them on Animal Kingdom, and that joker can stroll, you hear me? And when he set his sights on a zebra or a rhino, whatever he's got his sights on, because it's dinner time, he will run and get them and hold them down with his big foot, and those teeth come out like blades and just cut them asunder. The poor deer don't stand a chance, and the deer can get up and get over so many feet. The deer can go higher than Santa with Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. And honey, the lion just snatched the poor boys. I have to turn from it because I have a heart, and I know that that's food for the lion, but I just don't feel like the lion should be eaten like that. I feel like that's not a good diet, you know, and yet we kill chickens and hogs and cows. We slaughter them all the time so that we can eat, but maybe it seems like our method is different. We don't run the cow down and you know, knock him. But what the heck, you take the pig and you knock him in his head and cut his throat and the chicken, Lord have mercy. I saw a lady kill a chicken once. I had never seen that. I wasn't raised in the country, and I saw the lady kill a chicken, and she stepped on the chicken, and she was a left-handed woman, and she put her foot on that chicken's neck, and she was wringing his neck in the backyard there. And I said, Mary Margaret, you're going to kill him. And she said, that's what I'm trying to do. And I thought that was so cruel. And then when she did finally break his neck, then the chicken went flopping around in the yard until he died. But then I thought about what my grandmother used to say. She said, they're running like a chicken with his head cut off. Then I got to see that in a reality. I saw the chicken actually flopping, running around with his head cut off. But just see the lion. So they knew that the lion had to eat. And let's give him Daniel, the excellent one of God. Let the lion's excellence. And so it goes. Give me just a little more time. Daniel. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, and was his custom as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplications before his God. That's verse 11. 12 says, and they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before, bless God, before the king, that Daniel, who is one of the captive from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. At least they had their information correct. Because, you know, we'll tell a thing, have had it. We'll have, I don't know if he prayed. I don't know if he prayed 3 times or if he prayed 2 times. But all I know, he did pray. I saw him. He was praying. But they had it right. They said, look, this dude prayed 3 times. Not one, but 3 times. He really disrespected you, O king. He didn't care about your decree, your petition. He didn't care. He went to his God 3 times. And then he had the door that had the window open towards Jerusalem. That was even a bigger disrespect to you, God. No, it wasn't to God. It was to King God. That's what they were trying to make the king God. Darius, that's a disrespect to you, O king. Come on here. Let's get this thing that you signed. Let's get it going. It's time. See, and then look, here they go. See, we knew he couldn't hold out. We knew he couldn't make it 30 days. We knew he wasn't going to make it one day because we know how dedicated he is to his God. So he's got that spirit of God in him. He's got that spirit of excellence in him. He don't know anything else but to pray. That's all he know how to do is pray. So we know that he was not going to not pray to his God. That's why we chose that one, because I'm sure that there was other things that they could have said. But they went and got that one. That Daniel did. Daniel prayed. I know people talking about we on a Daniel fast and we're not going to eat the king's meat. Ah, but how about do you pray like Daniel prayed 3 times a day? Is the spirit of excellence in you? Never mind the fast. Is the spirit of excellence in you? Because if the spirit of excellence is not in you, stop praying. Or don't deny yourself of the meat. Eat the meat. You're not excellent anyhow. You're polluted. Oh, God, I thank you for your word, Jesus. Check this out, okay? Let's go to verse 14, and I'm almost finished. I love it. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. The king did not want to honor his own writing. He didn't think of it. They did. But he put it in writing. And then he signed it. And now the king is sad because he said, I should not have let those men talk me into something like this, because Daniel loves his God and his God loves him. And now I have made a mess because I wrote it and I signed it. It would have been okay maybe if he would have written down what they said but then didn't sign it. See, it did not come in effect until he signed it. So watch what you're signing, because you can go to court and say, well, no, I didn't do that. But the judge will say, but you signed it. No, you didn't write it, but you signed it. Oh, come on. God, here we go. Then these men, look at them, these men approached the king and said to the king, know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. Here they come, full of that devil. Full of the devil. They're just a mess. But you see, let me just say this to somebody that may not be listening today, but go in the archives and find this message. Let me just say this to you. I just heard God say, I will use the devil to give you a miracle. My God in heaven. I will use the devil to give you a miracle. So stop rebuking the devil all the time, because God may be sending you a miracle through the devil. Well, you know the story. I mean, Elijah's at the brook. The brook had dried up. But God sent his miracle through the buzzard, the raven, somebody that eats dead, roadkill and all that stuff. The buzzard hang out where the dead is. You can see a bunch of buzzards, something dead over there. But God sent him what he needed. His miracle came through the buzzard from God. The devil couldn't do that. Oh, Lord, help me. Somebody's going to receive their miracle through the devil's actions. And guess what? I don't want to discourage you in any kind of way, but I want to encourage you. And know this, that it's from God, not from the devil. The devil was just like the mailman. He brings you the mail, whether it is they're telling you you're being sued or telling you you're being blessed. But God. But God. I'm enjoying myself. I'm almost done. So, listen to this. So no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. So the king gave the command. And they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke. Check this out. I don't know if the king had the spirit of excellence or not, but the king had something. Well, let's just say the king had a heart. Because it bothered him. When stuff don't bother a person, I was told they don't have a heart like the Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man. I believe he wanted a heart. Oh God, so he could feel. Jesus. So that he could feel. Oh my God, I tell you. The king had a heart here. My God. But God allowed it for the miracle. If it's not a miracle coming out of it, then oh well. But if God allow it, look for the miracle that God allowed. Whee! My God, I feel good. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hey, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's read the word. Oh, God, I love you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions, but the king spoke. There's a comma there. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Ooh, my God. The king knew that the God who Daniel served, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, hey God, will deliver you. Hallelujah. Do they know that your God, who you say you serving, is able to bring you out, to protect you against the wiles of the enemy? Can you be put in Christian? You say you love the Lord. You say you saved and sanctified and filled with the Lord. Can you be put in the lines then? Someone look and say, but I'm not worried about you. I'm more worried about these folk over here who say that they know God. The king wasn't worried about Daniel, even though it was his writing that sent Daniel to the lion. Then, the king says, Daniel, I got something I want to say to you. I find no fault, but I wrote it down. I didn't think of it on my own, but I wrote it down, and because I signed it, I had to do that. But you know what? I thought about it for a long time. See, we missed the story. The king said, I thought about it. He procrastinated. He said, I don't want to put this innocent man in the lions. Then I'm going to hold out as long as I can. But the king heard from God, and God told Darius, it's all right, I got this, but God, I got this, for I'm God. I created the lions, and they listen to my voice. It's okay, go ahead, don't prolong it any longer. You're holding up the miracle. Because I'm working this. I'm working this because of their plot. But my plan is to spare Daniel and kill them. Ooh, God is bad, isn't it? Y'all better. God is bad, isn't he? I'm using bad language here. I just keep hollering, ain't. But it's all good. I ain't worried about it. Ooh, look at this. Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. You know, I'm going to stop there because my time is up because of the delay that I had with my phone company or whatever happened. I know they're out working. But you all finish this. Finish 18. Well, let me just read 18 since I'm here, Dr. Scott. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. See, the king had a heart. The king wasn't satisfied with what he had to do because he put it in writing. Had he not signed it, he wouldn't have had to do it. The blood has signed my name. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. So therefore, when the enemy come in like a flood, because the blood has signed my name, God will come to my rescue. Oh, bless the Lord. I'm just full of this scripture this morning. I could just go another half hour, but I'm not going to. Now, the king spent the night fasting. And no music, he didn't want to hear from the musicians, were brought before him. also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, listen to this. When he came to the den, see, this story to me is more about the king than Daniel. When he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever." Daniel wasn't mad with the king because they had a twofold here. They both bought a miracle. Daniel bought the miracle by praying to his God so they could see him. And the king bought the miracle by telling Daniel, "Daniel, your God, who you serve continually, he'll take care of this. I don't even have to worry about this, even though I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm not going to listen to any music. I'm not going to have any dancers. I'm not even going to sleep. I'm not going to rest because I feel bad that I had to do this to you because you love your God. And I feel bad about it." But watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Look. "Been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God, look, my God sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth." Shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me because I was found innocent before him. Innocent before God. "And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatsoever was found on him because he believed, see, there's your key, believed in his God. Now listen to this, and I'm closing with this. Daniel, Darius honors God, and the king gave the command, and they brought those men, I'm laughing, brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Them, this is verse 24, y'all. This is funny. Them, their children, and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you." I'm going to stop there. This ends at verse 28, and I just completed verse 25 because I'm over my time because my phone died on me. But I say to God be the glory. Will God be with you when you're put in a den of lions or thieves or preachers or teachers? Or when your den comes, will God be with you? Have you disrespected God in any kind of way that God won't want to be there to help you? God closed the mouths of the lions. We have people out here that talk about us. They scandalize our names and they say all manner of evil against us. But will God close their mouth concerning you? Or will you disrespect yourself and God will allow them to destroy you with their mouth? I tell you, I thank God for Jesus this morning, and I thank Jesus for the blood. I have truly been blessed by this word this morning. I tell you, it is no secret what God can do. Ah, let God work a miracle for you. But if he has to bring it to whereby the enemy's plot, know that if the enemy is plotting against you, God has a plan for you. It's already worked out. Dr. Scott, I have truly enjoyed being on the air with you this morning. I want to say to you that I appreciate you, I applaud you, and I love you with the love of the Lord, for I do see in you the glory of our King, for I do love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you once more and again for being with us. Praise God. Amen.
WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring Pastor Patricia Bennett. Thank you so much for listening.
Philippians 4:19 says, I believe it and I know it's true. Here's the